All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, after once being favored to win the National League East again, the Washington Nationals might finish this year with a losing record. The Nationals are currently 62-63. They are 7.5 games behind the Atlanta Braves for first place in the National League East, while they are also 6.5 games out for the final wild card spot in the National League. Things have never, and I repeat, never come together completely for Washington this year, as it seems like every single time that they are ready to take that next step, they stumble. You go back to last Sunday night, the Nationals had a 3-0 lead heading into the bottom of the ninth inning versus the Chicago Cubs. They were one strike away from getting a huge win when a walk-off grand slam was given up. The Nationals followed this up by being swept on the road versus the St. Louis Cardinals, and then they came back. Oh, pardon me, they lost 3 out of 4 to the Cardinals, but then they came back home this past weekend and lost 2 out of 3 to the last place Miami Marlins. And you look at this Nationals team, there is simply too much talent on this team for them to be playing like this. You look at the likes of Bryce Harper, Daniel Murphy, Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg, Anthony Rendon, Juan Soto, just to name a few. And this is a team right now that, yeah, they're still in the wild card picture. Yeah, they're still in the divisional race, but I simply don't see it happening. You look at all of the teams that the Nationals have to climb over to get to that second spot for the wild card in the National League. It's not happening. It's never come together this year under manager Dave Martinez, and I think he did a disservice to himself earlier this year when he did not bench Bryce Harper for hustling. He should have done it, and it would have sent a signal to every other player on that team. You look at Mike Rizzo, the Nationals general manager. He has done his part as far as giving this team talent, but every time you turn around, he keeps firing managers after this team fails in the postseason. This time around, Rizzo won't have the opportunity to fire a manager for a team underachieving in the postseason because the Nationals simply aren't going to make it. Now, you look at today, they will begin a 3-game home series with the Philadelphia Phillies. But if you look at the remainder of Washington's schedule, only the New York Mets and the Miami Marlins are the only teams that they're going to face for the remainder of the season that have losing records and are not currently in playoff contention. And that's just 10 games right there. 7 with the Mets and 3 with the Marlins. I talked about the series is coming up with the Phillies. They then have 3 on the road this coming weekend versus the Mets. After that, they'll be on the road versus Philadelphia. Then they come back home for 3 with the Milwaukee Brewers, 3 with the St. Louis Cardinals, 4 with the Cubs, and then after that, there's a road trip with the Phillies and the Braves before they finish up. Pardon me, that's an extended road trip. 3 with the Phillies, 3 with the Braves, and then 2 with the Miami Marlins, and then you come back, you have 4 with the Mets at home, 3 with the Marlins at home, and then you finish up on the road against the Colorado Rockies. It's not happening. There's no other way to say it. This team consistently underachieves in the playoffs. We've seen them be unable to get out of the first round. Now, they've just basically taken this season and laid an egg. And you keep saying, well, they're going to get on track. They're going to catch the Phillies. They're going to catch the Braves. It's not happening. The Phillies and Braves have both positioned themselves to make postseason runs because guess what? They've improved their rosters. Washington is just simply stuck in the mud and they can't get out of their way. And the only way to turn this around, there have to be wholesale changes on this team going into next year. Is it time to move on from Bryce Harper? Maybe. But the bottom line is this Washington Nationals team can't get it done. And come October, they are going to be sitting home watching the playoffs with everybody else. But unlike most of the other teams that are in MLB that are going to be watching the postseason from home, the Nationals are going to sit back and scratch their heads and say, you know what? We could have been there, but plain and simple, we blew it. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.